Across the U.S., and especially here in Nevada, nearly every Democratic presidential hopeful has pitched themselves as the only candidate that understands how to beat President Donald Trump in next year's general election. But for billionaire businessman turned political activist Tom Steyer, the race is about more than just unseating the president. He told KUNR's Paul Boger that all of Washington, D.C. is in need of a shakeup.
Mr. Steyer, you are a billionaire businessman turned political activist who's really made a name for himself in the last few years, especially calling for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Why get into this race?
Well, Paul, if you look at what I've done over the last 10 years, I've been working from the outside, organizing coalitions of normal American citizens to take on unchecked corporate power. What I'm saying about what's going on in the United States right now, and the reason I'm running for president, is I think we have a broken government in Washington, D.C. I think that it's been bought by corporations. There's been a hostile corporate takeover of the American government. It isn't working for the American people. It's not government of, by, and for the people. And we need to take it back. And I was watching the debates, and people were talking about different policies and the distinctions between their policy choices, all of which are important and all of which I favor. But I didn't think anybody was leveling with the American people and saying, look, it's not so much a question of what policy do we want. It's a question of how are we getting any of them? And then if we're actually going to change it, you have to ask yourself, who can you trust to transform the culture and the structure of Washington, D.C.?
I'm curious to know what you see as the top issues facing voters today.
To me, the two big political facts right now are, one, way more than 8 out of 10 Americans, including way more than 8 out of 10 Democrats, believe this government is broken and that corporations have bought it. But the second thing that I'm hearing from Democrats is that we need to beat Donald Trump and get him out of office. We need someone who can take him on the economy and show him to be a fraud and a failure. And I don't know if you know this, Paul, but for 30 years I was in the private sector. I started a business from scratch with no employees and in a one room with no windows and built into a multi-billion dollar international business. So I think if there's someone who can take on Mr. Trump on the economy and expose him for what he is, which is a fraud and a failure as a businessman, and a fraud and a failure as a steward of the American economy, it's me.
Barring any surprises, you're likely the last Democrat to get into this race. You know, how are you working to reach voters?
You know, Paul, you know, as you probably know, I've tried to focus on the four early primary states, including Nevada. And then I've tried to be there in Nevada, in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, and getting out to see as many people as possible to say to them directly what I'm saying to you right now. And in those early primary states last week, my percentage was, according to the Morning Consult poll, was 8%, and I was in fourth place. And I've only been in this race for 3 months. So I believe that I'm saying something that resonates with Democrats. I'm saying something true. I spent 10 years wondering why this government's so broken. I'm trying to level with the American people, say something true, and talk about the actions that we need to take in order to remedy it. And I'm saying, for 10 years, I've been doing this. I've been taking these guys on for 10 years, and I've been beating them with the help of the American people. That's exactly what I intend to do in Washington, D.C., take on these corporations who think they own the government and beat them and return the government to the American people of, by, and for the people the way it's supposed to be. I'm saying that, and people know that what I'm describing is true. And I hope they believe me when I say I can do this and I will do this.
You're also using a lot of your own personal money in this race. And I'm guessing a $20 million ad buy in those states doesn't hurt, right?
My point on this is, for everybody running, this is about message. Do you have something important, differential, and true to say? And are you a trustworthy messenger? That's the question for me. That's the best question for everybody else. If you look at my record over the last 10 years, take a look. When I thought climate was a threat to the United States, I started an organization at the grassroots, Next Gen Climate, to popularize the issue, to organize around it at the grassroots. And last year, Next Gen did the largest youth voter mobilization in American history. When I thought there was the most corrupt president in American history, I organized Need to Engage to get the grassroots to make sure the government did the right thing. That's why I'm running for president. There's a corporate takeover, and I'm putting in my time, my heart, and my soul, and my money to make sure that we break that corporate stranglehold.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Tom Steyer is a Democratic candidate for president. Mr. Steyer, thank you so much for taking the time.
Paul, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to talk to you.